With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Dueling visits to the U.S.-Mexico border between President Biden and former President Trump Thursday. Former President Trump was in Eagle Pass, Texas, to call attention to the illegal immigrant crime wave in the U.S., listing several recent killings that involved illegals, including last week's death of a Georgia nursing student.
Horrible. Crooked Joe is the blood of countless innocent victims. It's so many stories to tell, so many horrible stories.
Immigration has emerged as a central issue in the 2024 presidential campaign. Also at SRNnews.com, a federal judge has held veteran investigative reporter Catherine Herridge in civil contempt for refusing to divulge her source for a series of Fox News stories about a Chinese scientist who was investigated by the FBI. U.S. District Judge Christopher Cooper in Washington imposed a fine of $800 per day until Herridge complies. The fine will not go into effect immediately to give her time to appeal. She was recently fired from CBS while investigating the Biden family. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin apologizing for his handling of his hospital stay last month while testifying before the House Armed Services Committee. He suffered complications from surgery for prostate cancer. He was hospitalized in January. Japan's prime minister offers up an apology.
During a televised parliament session, Fumio Kishida apologized to the ethics committee for what he described as inviting suspicion and mistrust in politics among the public due to a corruption scandal which rocked his party. Four cabinet ministers from Japan's long-term ruling Liberal Democratic Party have resigned in December, while the prime minister himself fights to hang on. The LDP has come under intense scrutiny amid allegations that several of its factions neglected to report portions of their incomes from fundraising events. Some are also alleged to have created slush funds.
This is SRN News. America is becoming two separate countries when it comes to abortion.
A new study conducted for the advocacy group Society of Family Planning finds 14 states are enforcing a ban on abortion at all stages of pregnancy, and those states have hardly obtained any through the health care system. But there are more abortions in several other states and far more abortion pills prescribed through telehealth, including some for women who live in states with deep restrictions. I'm Julie Walker.
Utah House has killed a bill that would have banned teachers from using their position to promote or disparage certain beliefs. This means that Utah teachers will be free to display LGBT flags and other social, political, or religious imagery. The Republican-led chamber shot down the proposal over its vague language, and critics warned the First Amendment lawsuits could follow. This is SRN News. Another popular night out at the ballpark has been scrapped due to bad behavior by fans.
The Philadelphia Phillies have scrapped their popular dollar hot dog nights for the 2024 season. The Phillies replaced dollar dogs on select dates with a two-for-one deal at two April games at Citizens Bank Park. The Phillies' BOGO nights this week are April 2nd and April 16th. The Phillies said the change was made based on the organization's ongoing commitment to provide a positive experience for all fans in attendance. Some Phillies fans last season threw hot dogs throughout the ballpark. Keith Peters reporting.
Chick-fil-A is telling customers to throw away any Polynesian dipping sauces that were taken home between February 14th and February 27th due to allergy concerns. According to the website, a different sauce that has wheat and soy allergens may be in the dipping cups. Customers with questions can contact Chick-fil-A Cares. More details at SRNnews.com.